Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
Southern Comfort is a 1981 American thriller film directed by Walter Hill and written by Michael Caine, Hill and his longtime collaborator David Giler.
Southern Comfort 是1981年的美国惊悚电影，由 Walter Hill 导演，由 Michael Caine、Hill 及其长期合作者 David Giler 共同摄制。
In 1973, a squad of 9 Louisiana Army National Guard soldiers convene in a local bayou for weekend maneuvers.
1973年，一支由九名路易斯安那州陆军国民警卫队士兵组成的小队在当地的 U 游集会，进行周末演习。
New to the squad is Corporal Hardin Powers Booth.A cynical transfer from the Texas Army National Guard.
该队的新成员是下士哈丁 Powers Booth, 这是德克萨斯州陆军国民警卫队的愤世嫉俗的调动。
He soon becomes disgusted with the arrogant behavior and attitudes of the men.
他很快对男人的傲慢行为和态度感到厌恶。
A happily married chemical engineer in his civilian life, Hardin wants no part of a date with prostitutes which PFC Spencer, Keith Carradine, has arranged for himself and their squad mates.
哈丁是平民生活中幸福的化学工程师，他不想与 PFC Spencer, 基斯·卡拉丹为自己和队友安排的妓女约会。
Nevertheless,He hits it off with the amiable Spencer, and both find themselves to be the most level-headed soldiers in their squad.
尽管如此，他还是和得可亲的斯宾塞 Spencer 脱颖而出，两人都发现自己是该队中最头脑冷静的士兵。
The 9 soldiers set out on patrol and soon get lost in the swamp.
九名士兵开始巡逻。很快迷失在沼泽中。
They come across a seemingly abandoned campsite with several pirogues.
他们遇到了一个看似被遗弃的露营地，那里有几个独木舟。
To continue onward, the guardsmen need the pirogues.
为了继续前进，卫兵需要独木舟。
The squad's leader, Staff Sergeant Poole,Peter Coyote orders the soldiers into 3 of the pirogues.
班长参谋长普尔 Peter Coyote 下令士兵们进入其中的三架。
As they set out across the bayou, a group of Cajun hunter trappers return and yell at the soldiers for having taken their pirogues.
当他们越过河时一群印第安捕猎者返回并大喊士兵带走了他们的独木舟。
In response, PFC Stuckey, Lewis Smith, fires blanks from his M60 machine gun at the Cajuns.
作为回应 ,PFC Stuckey, 刘易斯、史密斯、Lewis Smith, 向 Cajuns 发射了他的 M60 机枪的批料。
They return fire with live ammunition, killing Poole and sending the squad into a frenzy as they make their way toward cover.
他们用实弹击退，杀死普尔，并在冲向掩护的道路上将小队疯狂。
SGT
中士
Casper, Les Lanham, the strict, inexperienced, and unpopular second-in-command,orders the squad to continue their mission.
卡斯珀、莱斯、兰诺姆、严厉、缺乏经验、不受欢迎的副把手命令该小队继续执行其任务。
They discover that CPL.
他们发现了 CPL.
Reese, Fred Ward, has brought along a box of live ammunition for hunting purposes.
李斯、弗雷德、沃德携带了一盒实弹用于狩猎。
Reese is forced at knife point by Hardin to give up the live ammo, and Casper divides it evenly among the soldiers, in order to bolster their chances of defense.
李斯、Reese 在哈丁、Hardin 的逼迫下放弃了实弹，卡斯珀、Casper 将其平均分配给士兵，以提高他们的防御几率。
They reach the shack of a one-armed Cajun trapper hunter, Brian James, who speaks only French.
他们到达一个只会说法语的单臂 Cajun 捕猎者 Brian James 的棚屋。
Casper has him arrested as a prisoner of war.
卡斯珀将他逮捕为战俘。
The emotionally unstable CPL.
情绪不稳定的 CPL.
Bowden, Alan Autry, uses gasoline to ignite some TNT inside the shack, blowing it up, along with numerous provisions of food, fresh water, guns, and ammunition.
Bowden, Alan Autry, 使用汽油点燃棚屋内的某些 TNT, 并将其炸毁,并提供大量食物,淡水,枪支和弹药。
The soldiers feel increasingly threatened.
士兵们感到越来越受到威胁。
Hearing the barking of dogs, the guardsmen presume they're about to be rescued.
警卫队听到狗的叫声，认为他们将被救出。
The dogs, however, belong to the Cajuns, who are now stalking the soldiers because of Stuckey's actions.
但是这些狗属于 Cajuns, 由于 Stuckey 的行动,这些狗现在正缠着士兵。
The guardsmen fend off the attacking dogs, only to find that lethal booby traps have been set for them.
卫兵挡住了攻击犬,却发现已经为他们设置了致命的诱杀装置。
Private.
列兵。
Cribs, TK.
克里布斯 ,TK.
Carter is killed when he trips a spear bed built into a spring-released cradle frame, impaling him.
卡特 ,Carter, 绊倒内置在弹簧释放的摇篮架中的毛床,对他造成刺杀。
The squad camps for the night.
小队过夜。
Overnight, Bowden begins to have a serious mental breakdown.Refusing to speak to anyone or move.
一夜之间,鲍登开始严重精神崩溃,拒绝与任何人说话或搬家。
The group decides to tie him up for the night.
小组决定把他绑起来过夜。
The following morning, Reese tortures the one-armed Cajun by dunking his head in a fetid pond.
第二天早上,李斯Reese 将他的头在一个古老的池塘里折磨着单臂的卡琼 Cajun.
Hardin discovers this and tries to stop it.
哈丁发现了这一点并试图阻止他。
Both soldiers get in a fight to the death with bayonets.
两名士兵都用刺刀打死。
As the men fight, Hardin gains the upper hand and to his surprise,The one-armed Cajun screams for Hardin to kill Reese.
当人们战斗时,哈丁占了上风,令他惊讶的是,单臂的卡琼尖叫着让哈丁杀死李斯。
After Reese is killed, the one-armed Cajun escapes into the swamp.
李斯 ,Reese, 被杀死后,单臂的印第安人 ,Cajun, 逃入了沼泽。
Stuckey, who was close friends with Reese, threatens to kill Hardin.
与李斯 ,Reese, 密友的斯塔基 ,Stuckey, 威胁要杀死哈丁。
As a helicopter passes overhead, The soldiers frantically try to signal it.
当直升机从头顶飞过时，士兵们疯狂地试图发信号。
Rushing headlong into the swamp after the chopper as it moves onward, Stucky sinks to his death in quicksand.
展波器向前移动时，斯塔奇冲入沼泽，斯塔基死在流沙中。
Having no confidence in Casper after his inept leadership, Spencer relieves him of command.
在卡斯珀无能为力之后，他对卡斯珀毫无信心，因此解除了他的指挥权。
They split up to search for Stucky.
他们分头寻找斯塔基。
Instead, Casper and Sims locate the murderous Cajuns.
取而代之的是卡斯珀 Casper 和西姆斯 Sims 找到了凶残的印第安人。
Casper throws a homemade grenade at the Cajuns to no avail, then fixes his bayonet to his rifle and charges at them.
卡斯珀向卡琼斯投掷自制手榴弹无济于事，然后将刺刀固定在步枪上向他们开火。
Both he and Sims are shot dead.
他和西姆斯都被枪杀。
Spencer, Hardin, and the now catatonic Bowden camp for the night.
斯宾塞 ,Spencer, 哈丁 ,Hardin, 和现为大本营的鲍登 ,Bowden, 营地过夜。
The following morning Hardin and Spencer are jolted awake by a freight train,and then realize that Bowden is missing.
第二天早上，哈丁和斯宾塞被一列货运火车惊醒，然后意识到鲍登失踪了。
They move to the train tracks and find Bowden hanging dead from a bridge.
他们搬到火车轨道上，发现鲍登死在桥上。
The one-armed Cajun appears on the tracks overhead.
单臂的 Cajun 出现在头顶的铁轨上。
In perfect English, he warns Spencer and Hardin to leave the Cajun's territory while they still can.
他用完美的英语警告斯宾塞和哈丁，在他们仍然可以的时候离开卡琼斯的领土。